Okay. This is Mary Drell McInnes interviewing June Kaneko at his studio in Omaha, Nebraska on May 23rd, 2005 for the Archives of American Art, the Smithsonian Institution. And first, let me thank you for agreeing to do this interview. This is a real privilege. Well, June, you just suggested that we start the interview with sounds of breaking ceramics. But we could also just start by asking you to tell us a little bit about your early childhood, when and where you were born.
Okay, I was born 1942, July, actually, in the city of Nagoya.
Mm-hmm.
And that was during the wartime. My parents had a dental office in Nagoya, but when I was about 2 years old, I think they started to bomb the city of Nagoya, especially where my parents were, because I don't know, probably some people remember the Zero fighter plane was one of the really great fighter planes in World War II, and then their main plant was just a few blocks away from my parents' house. So it's obvious it's the biggest target for U.S. Army. So they started to bomb, and then my parents' house got direct hit. And they figure it's getting too close for me to stay there. So they sent me up to the mountain where my grandparents lived, which is in the central part of Honshu Island, prefecture called Nagano. Probably lots of people will remember Nagano because they had a Winter Olympic a few years ago.
Oh, right.
So that's where I moved. And then there's a beautiful natural environment that they call Japanese Alps, because there are lots of mountains and a beautiful environment. So I lived there about almost 5 years, I believe. That was sort of my childhood. And then being away from parents, I don't know how much effect it did to my, regular child life, like, because that was my life. So I really didn't have anything to compare with. My parents, grandparents, grandfather was a missionary and a philosopher. So it's sort of wartime is one of the most difficult time for these people to live. So all he did was just read the book under the tree. And then this was a farming community, and everybody was still farming. And then they thought this strange man sitting under the tree every day, just reading a book and doing nothing else. They couldn't figure him out. But that's what he did. And my grandmother was involved with a missionary too, but she did general housework and stuff. And then a few years later, my parents moved to the same village.
Oh.
So I went back to my parents. And I spent one semester of the first grade school in this village, which was pretty interesting experience, because obviously there wasn't too many kids around. So the area this elementary school covered was pretty big area, but they didn't have a school bus or anything.